No, really, I have spent a lot of time in here. So here's the problem, right? So when we're doing this, you don't have to hold it if you don't want. Yeah. So just because what we're going to do is we use AI to help with the audio. It takes our background noise. It does all of our levels.
Okay.
So as long as you're talking into it.
Yeah, which, like I need to do like this? Or?
Yeah, that's probably closer the better, I would say.
Okay, like I will answer like
this. Yeah, it's pretty awkward. Okay. So if you want to hold it, you can. But if you don't, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you know, we're all a bit old, boys. I was going to say, where are the older crew? Yeah.
How old are you, maybe?
33.
33.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 34.
I'm 37.
Yeah.
37? You don't show 37.
My man.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
This is what makes it strange. It's like, I remember watching you and Sixer playing 1.6, like a Tuscan event, when I was like 16 or 17, like back in Oz. And I'm older than you. So like, it's kind of like, fuck, like it warps my brain a bit.
Yeah, like I started very early, like in 1.6, like I was 16 years old. Me too, like, and I started maybe, I don't know, at 14 or something like that. Like my first tournament was really international tournament, like I was going to DreamHack, etc. So yeah, I started very early and I'm still doing my best at this age, like I try at least.
Have you always been at the top of Turkish Counter-Strike? Have you always been like one of the main figureheads?
There's a Frenchman,
in Turkish,
mate.
Or in like, oh, I started,
you started
in French.
In French Counter-Strike.
Yeah, of course. Like my first career, like maybe 14 years, I started in French. Obviously, when I start playing, I was not in the top of French, but really quickly, there is Emulate, like Arts, Rigo, Yorek, MSX, Matt, now the analyst of Vitality. Yeah. So when I started, obviously, I was not on the top of the French, but I just do it really quickly. Yeah, like I explode, like maybe I can give the best example, is Wikedia. Like I was playing, and Wikedia just... go back really quickly to the top and the same. And after that, like, I stay in the top of the French scene. I play with the national team in French. I play against Turkey in 1.6. So that was with the French squad, etc. So,
It was Dark Passage, Turkey 1.6?
I think there was Gobi. I play against Gobi.
Okay.
I don't remember really the lineup of Turkey in this time when I play with France, but it was ENC, something like that.
Okay.
ENC France.
Did you ever know of Ferg?
Ferg, of course I know Ferg.
Yeah. So Ferg is like Australia.
I know,
Lives in the same state as where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah. Because when Ferg came back to Australia, he then joined like the best Western Australian team and then like the best Australian team after a while. But when he came back, like I was always like, oh my God, like Ferg played international Counter-Strike, like he played in Europe and playing, like he was always
he's
part
the
of that.
Top of an Australian player.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so, and I Ferg like lived, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes from like where I was from.
Oh, really close.
Yeah. So Perth's a pretty small place.
The world is small.
Yeah, he still lives there now.
Occasionally
I'll have a bit of a conversation with him, but it's a small world. I remember watching like Against All Authority, like that fragment.
Gino. So I play with Gino. O-Striker was his leader. Ferg would play with O-Striker, etc. So O-Striker bring me, like he find me when I was playing, when I was really young in French. He bring me and Sixer in his team after he played with Ferg. I think he leave and then they kick him. Ferg kick O-Striker, I think. I'm not sure. But then O-Striker, my actually old leader, bring me and Sixer. And that's how it started.
It's kind of crazy.
Like,
right? There's the thing, like French 1.6 back in the day, obviously because of that Emulate team, that was one of like the best results.
Yeah, they did
with French CS.
Yeah, they did the best result.
ESWC.
Like,
right?
I was playing with Millennium, but we never did like they did. Like they beat Zonic MTW in WCG, something like that. But I always going on LAN tournaments and just maybe going to the group stage, like winning some teams and then losing in the playoff or quarter final.
You guys were like then East Sahara and stuff.
Yeah, we did also East Sahara. Yeah. I did also East Sahara.
Yeah.
I was really young.
Yeah. How the fuck do you guys remember all this shit?
I remember vividly.
Yeah, I spent all my life in this. Like,
I remember staying up until like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, like Australian time, right, to watch the games and stuff. And I remember we had to like watch on Scorebots. You know, you had to watch
IRC scorebots.
IRC bots, and
it was fucked.
Like, you need to plant the bomb to have free frag more. That's good.
Yeah, we got no problem taking
fake card.
Yeah.
Free stuff.
Give me the bomb, bro. Give me the bomb. Let me plant.
People didn't have any issues planting back in the day.
Yeah. Everyone wanted to plant the bomb, bro. Give me the
bomb. So we might need to get Valve to bring that back, you know, stop having the bomb left in spawn.
Yeah, but now I think it's more like it's more professional. Like the ratio, the KD is very important for everyone, etc. Yeah. So I think like if you come bring that, like people will just be more egoist and try to plant the bomb, to get frags, try to do
Talking of stats, you had some pretty good stats in the final game of qualifying, man. What happened there?
I'm surprised, man. Me too, bro. I'm surprised. I don't know what's happened. I think a part of 1.6 of me just appear here, but to be honest, I'm glad. I try to be more good in individually because my weakness is, I think, my individual level. Because nowadays in CS, like, I think you need to be, even if you are leader, you need to put number, I think, because you need to make good calls, to make good reads, to have a strategy, playbook, etc. But also trying to help your teammates because it's important. And like, I spend more times on me individually. Like, I'm someone who's waking up very early because I have two kids, so I'm used it too since 4 or 5 years. So like the morning, I just do DM. Then after that, I watch demo so I can make me better as a leader. Then practice, then night. I always say 1 hour DM before I sleep every time. So damn. I try my best.
Holy shit, dude.
At this age, and yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think you gave that interview where you said you felt like in that series your teammates might have been a little bit off, so you felt like you had to step up.
Yeah, I feel like I think the biggest problem we have, I think, is the mental. To be honest, as a Turkish team. And it was a really important match, obviously. And when we started Overpass as CT, because as CT is maybe our T side is better than CT because at T I have more control. So it's more easy to me to control people extra. But as CT, I don't have so much control. Like I call also in CT, but I also need to focus on myself and I need people also to communicate.
Make the right choices,
and play extra. So I feel like in Overpass CT against VP, like I feel like my teammate, like, was not communicated like usually. I feel like there is something not going on, and I say to myself after Overpass, like, I need to do something or we're gonna lose, to be honest. And I try my best. I try to go first, to try to make entry, even if I don't success. I need to do it, like, to show them, like, we was there. I think the most important one was on Vertigo, like when I just go back from beyond with Diggle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You had two massive flanks in that game.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, the run, I think I showed them that we're still there. But because I can talk like day and night, but it's not very important talking. I think you need to show it on the server, the most important thing. So I think this run, I showed them, like, okay, even me, like, the old man, normally the guys who's not have the best IM in the team can do it. So I think that was maybe the green light for them. And then after that, I feel that the team was more solid, more IM, everything. And I'm very happy for that.
Yeah. I look at that game and obviously your numbers tell one thing, but the type of kills you were getting tells the other. Like when on Inferno, for example, you know, you're going in first through the smokes, top banana, you're taking those type of fights because I think... Right. To be fair, it's only Woxic of your team who has ever been a top 8 of a major. Yes. And that was back with Hellraisers in 2018.
Yeah, also. But, yeah, when we're playing with Space Soldier, it was playing with Hellraiser,
So I guess for you, like, your pedigree of the amount of time you've been playing is more than double some of the players within your team. Like Wakadia, for example. Like,
yes, of course.
Definitely more than
double his age. Like, like, it's complicated to say it, but...
Yeah, no, it's the same when you see like players like Jimmy and Donk and like all these kids now.
Yeah.
And they're just the funniest thing when Donk was playing the other day and the tactical timeout happens. And it was a technical, not a tactical. So he can't speak. Yeah. And me and Alex Machine are casting the game and Donk's sitting there going like this. And we just know what's going through his head is that little Chippy Chappa song. Like these kids, man, they've just got like Counter-Strike and that's it. And there's, you know, there's just this, that's all they have going on. But you've got two kids, you know, you're talking about the days you're managing all this stuff. Like Jason's a dad now as well.
That's why, like, obviously, like the age is only a number, but sometimes I think why people can't play against when they are 45 something is just because responsibility of life. Like if I have only CS on my life, it should be more easy for me. Like, but when you grow up, you have more responsibility in your life. And then that's why you need to good balance with CS, etc., to keep performing. And I think the secret for me maybe is that I'm doing that fine, like the balance of my life and my professional, I just put it apart, and that's why it's working. And yeah, like you said, I think the Donk or even Wikedia, I feel it, like he's playing, sleeping. Obviously, I can't do that. Yeah. Like, but
you remember the days when you could.
Yeah, and I missed these days. Yeah. I miss these days.
Do you ever have those like boomer moments where you're just like, shit, I have nothing to relate to this guy? Like, you know, I guess it's only Counter-Strike that you'd be able to relate to someone like Wakadia.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Interests are different. The way you look at things is different.
Yeah, obviously, like when I saw them, maybe you and you also, bro, like I think we missed the train of esports.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we're because a little bit late to the party.
Yeah, like, we just came late and that's all I think, like, because if sometimes I'm thinking like if I am in Donk age, because at this age I was a star player in French. Yeah, like yeah, I was the Xantares. People don't know, but I was really good individually, etc., statistically. And it's too late now. Like yeah, I try to do my best, but like
I think about that all the time. Like if YouTube and streaming was around in like 2006 when I was at the peak, it's like cool.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
A different world. Yeah, but that's the, like I think Sixer towards the end of 1.6 was in like HLTV's top 20.
Yeah, I
right?
think.
Like, because it was you two that was, when I was watching, that you guys were fucking everybody up.
Like, my best tournament in 1.6, I think it was DreamHack once they respawn, you know, SK. And I had the best ratio, the best ratio of DreamHack. We finished third. We play, we lose SK. We finish in third position. I play 10 maps, but I have a ratio of 1.50. Like, okay. I was the best ratio of the LAN. So, I was...
Yeah.
In this time, I was good, but now...
Well, now that's the thing, though. In terms of the way that you lead the team, I think that's... it's more stressful.
It's more stressful. It's more...
yeah.
There is more responsibility, to be honest, but I need to do it. Like, I have now experience. I can't hide it. Like, I need to accept that. I am the most experienced player in my team. I try my best. I think as a leader, you don't choose to be leader, to be honest, bro. Like, I didn't choose to be leader when I came in Space Soldier, etc. I just came... And try to learn them some what I know and try to learn from them also, because it's learning in life. And after that, they choose me as a leader. Like I didn't say, guys, I'm going to be the leader. No, you just I do my best. I just calling, because when in 1.6, I was always the second caller. Mm. Like in my leader, I was always the second caller. And I think that's helped me. And that's why now I'm a leader.
I was just like looking up a few tidbits before we sat down to have the conversation, make sure I was up to date with everything. I'm going through and I'm like, there's a headline and it's about you going to Valorant and talking about you'll return to your first love, but not as a player. And that was only in 2022. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I had a lot of up and down, to be honest. Even if in my old career, like I told you, we missed the train, like financially also, economically, I missed the train. I took some decision in my career when I was with Space Soldier to stay there, and I didn't win a lot of money. I had two chance to have biggest salary, but I declined in this time. To not let down my teammates, I try to do, because I'm always the guys who's thinking not money, but first of all, do your jobs, do it great, try hard, work hard, and then everything will come to you. I always this mentality, and I do my best, but in economically, financially, I take some wrong choice. I didn't think money, and after that, when I switched to Valorant, when I was kicked from Eternal Fire, like I have nothing, so I don't have a lot of offer in CS, etc. So I still had the fire in me to keep playing as competitively. So I try Valorant, and also there is a bad experience, because I like it, Valorant, to be honest, the game, but there is no tournament. And I realized there that what I miss, what I like in esport, is just the competitivity, playing against people, not the games. Like I like CS2, CSGO extra, but I think what I like is just going on the server and compete
against someone else. Measuring
like it's just the competitive. Like it was the same. I like football also. Like I like sport things. I think that's why I miss it. And when I play Valorant, there is no competition at all. Like just training in training. And I say to myself, why I'm training 6 months to not show it? Like,
yeah,
it's so absurd. And I had one tournament and then I said, like, I need to maybe to the coach now, because when I said I will not come back to my first love as player, I was meaning coach, because I like the coach things. Like I think I can bring things, but change it. Like,
you guys had a lot. Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of like weird shuffles in Eternal Fire. Yeah. You had that period where you were in, you were out.
Voxic was in, Voxic was out. Emol, yeah. Emol was orbing.
That was an awkward month for you
guys.
Yeah,
very awkward situation in Eternal. I think we don't have a lot of Turkish player in the pool. There is a really restricted players in Turkey, so they switch it a lot to find the correct five, etc. And when I goes in the first times, like I just stay, I think 3 months, 4 months, and there was the major. Like we was training for the major, and then when we failed major, like they think that I was the problem. Like it was not for me extra, so I can understand. But like I needed more time for me. But yeah, it's their decision. I think Turkish people usually as a habit, we just took decision really fast with a hurt. We don't think so much first, just living with the earth. Even in the game, like the decision is so fast, etc. We are not like Danish people or Swedish
robots,
people.
Right,
like,
right.
It's maybe cliche, but we even in football, like our national team is so emotional. Like we are so emotional people generally in Turkey. So that's why I think we took so many fast decisions like this without thinking, maybe.
But that's also why people like the story of like you and Eternal Fire, because I think at this event, people are getting swept up in it, right? Like seeing you guys win and the emotion and like you, you're doing this one, yeah. Like the photos of that.
Like I told you, because so many times I'm trying to stream in for Turkish people, and then most obviously the Turkish people watching me. So I just told them, like, we will do it. We will do it, like, with Space Order when I goes to Major. I promise them, etc. So that was for them, like, promise you something.
Okay, nice. Mm.
What do you think was, like, the biggest, like, turning point, like, of getting this, like, everyone on the team? I mean, the kind of, I guess, personal issues that have popped up over the years have been relatively well-documented. But
you mean the key of the success now, yeah, for us?
Like, what was the big key to getting everyone to actually, like, you now have like the best Turkish team, essentially,
yes,
which was like never possible due to like personal frictions in the past. Like, what do you think was the key to?
I think the key should be Wikidia, to be honest. Like, I miss it. Yeah, like, I think to be competitive now in CS nowadays with all these teams like FaZe, Spirit, to all these big names, I think you need to have really good player in your teams, like who can do everything, like an anchor, IVP, everything. And in Turkey, we miss it. I miss someone like Wikidia, because from outside, I don't know what he showed, but inside he's really intelligent player. Like, he's young, but he's learning very fast. He's doing mistakes, obviously. Everyone do mistakes, even me, but he's learning fast. And the other player I play in Turkey, like, I was not learning so fast. So his guys just learned in 3 months, 5 months how to play CS competitively is. And I think that's helped a lot to me as a leader, because he's also a playmaker. He take some plays, etc. So it was important. In Turkey, we miss it like Xantares, a second Xantares.
Yeah.
And he's like a second Xantares. And that helped me a lot. And then I think the most important things for us, the key, like you said, it's the work ethic. I think we are the team who work the most, I think, to be honest, because we spend like 10 hours of work, 3 hours of theory. Even today, I have 7 track today.
Okay. Well, like, we're taking up something.
After that, after this interview, like I start at 1 and we have 7 track with 1 hour of theory. When we lost Heroic, until one the night, we talk about Vertigo, 2 hours of theory.
Shit.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I think the strength we have is working hard, to be honest. And I think it's paying off. And also my coach. I think my coach is someone who's really making up everyone in the team.
We don't know a lot about, it's Faber, right?
Yes, it's Fabre. So he's Fabre.
Okay. I was saying Faber. I might want to pronounce that correctly.
Fabre. 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 Yeah, Fabre in Turkish. He's a star player in Turkey, but you know, bro, in Turkey the esport was not so big, sure. So we don't know him. Even yeah. me, I didn't know him before he came in Eternal Fire. But he was a star. Like Xantares knew him, Voxic knew him, Kalix knew him. Like he's an icon in Turkey.
Okay,
like it's like Ferg in Australia.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The same things. And then he have a lot of control of on player like Xantares. So because they believe in him, they have a good image of him,
yeah,
etc. So I think this is help him a lot because he can speak individually in 1v1. He have what it choked me because I learned CS in France when I go back in Turkey and play with Xantares in the time with Space Soldier. I feel like they have not a good knowledge of CS,
sure.
Like the basic, you know, the team play. The bait and switch, like I shoot you, I'm hiding, you come and there is no things like in Turkey that's the things like this. But when I talked with Fabri the first time I joined like 1 year ago, I feel like he has some he knew CS better than the player I play
My
team. So I say okay, because my old coach didn't know a lot of CS in Space Soldiers.
Bishop?
No.
That was, yes,
In CS, but not in...
Intimately,
So when I spoke with Fabri, like I said, like he knew CS, and we talk a lot, and I think that's also the key of the success maybe of Eternal Fire, because my alchemy with him, with Fabri, is big. Like we talk a lot of tactically, etc. It maybe make me better leader, like because my biggest problem is my language, Turkish. Like,
oh,
it's not very, I'm not speaking very well. Like, I'm not speaking very fast. I'm speaking, like, I'm speaking English with you guys.
Okay.
So it's not so good, you know?
Yeah.
And it bring me some key word. Like, as a leader, sometimes I need to explain myself. It take 20 seconds. Bro, you have to fake that, double fake. And now I just say Neo, or a keyword.
Sure.
It's an example. And when I say Neo, everyone understands. So it's really more easy to me to just say, because we bring a lot of keyword also to help me.
That's crazy. I never actually thought about
and
that.
And we talk about this, and we talk about this idea to bring a lot. We have Rain, Neo, we have a lot of world boats, plane, Sujuk. It's just word that's coming from back. Like, there is a lot of keyword that we're using. And I think that's helped also the team to develop, to be better. And
That's funny when you say that, though, right? Obviously, because you have the Turkish flag, but you essentially were a French Counter-Strike player forever.
Yeah, forever.
And then the fact that you're comparing when you're speaking Turkish to how you're speaking English.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when you need to explain something on the fly? Because I'm sure you're making calls.
Of course, on the fly, it's complicated. Like, Fabri tell me... even the match against FaZe yesterday on Overpass, I called something, but my player didn't understand. And Fabri understand. After the match, they said, I said, guys, I called this. Why you don't? We're not doing this, what I called. They said, no, you didn't say that, bro. You said that. Fabri saying that, bro, I understand what you mean there, but in Turkish, you said something else. And I said, oh my God, fuck. Like, fuck. He understand what I mean, because the way I played and the way I wanted to play, because he know me now.
Yeah.
He say, bro, you just said like this, but in Turkish, like, you need to... I say to myself, fuck, like, I need to do better. But it's all because I'm now, at this age, I need to learn also Turkish, like, very well, and it's complicated, so I... I'm trying my best.
So, that's actually so
funny. Right? Isn't that a mind fuck?
That
right?
is. It's mind fuck.
I didn't even think that there'd be like a language barrier, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there is a little, like not a lot, but half. I will be honest with you, half. Like I'm thinking in French, I'm thinking word for French word, then I translate in Turkish.
Yeah.
Oh shit, okay.
It's not going.
Yeah. Why aren't you leading a French team then?
I tried.
Because the French scene is really well adjusted.
Like, I had one chance to lead, but they didn't give me the lead. After Space Soldiers, when we don't have salary for 1 year, we was in bad term with Space Soldiers, in the end of Space Soldiers. Like, after 1 year, when I don't have salary, like, I had my first kid, my first daughter, and I had to leave. Now, it was the only solution I have. I never lived, but it was the last solution for me, because I was... I came to ask money to my father at age of 30, and I was like shameful.
You sold all your Counter-Strike skins as well.
Yeah, I sold also my skins because I needed after my second kids. Like I think to stop and just to do normal works. It's I think okay, like it's not something shameful. Like I need to work, and I sent a message to a streamer. Like I didn't know it was really a famous streamer at this time. It's 2 years ago. It's OnePixel, I think now.
OnePixel.
Yeah, OnePixel. Yeah. So I sent a message to him because he was buying some skins.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just sent a message, bro. I want to sell skins. Can you buy it? Just like this. And I think like 2 months ago, he just showed the stream my message. So,
he was like, I didn't even see this at the time.
Yeah, I didn't even know like it was him extra. In this time, he became really famous.
He's, like, in the last year, he's become really big.
So I had to sell it. Because I had some difficult extra, but that's life. That's part of the life. It's okay. What I was saying, bro?
French in-game leading.
Yeah. So after that, LDLC proposed me.
Okay.
It was Happy. I played with Happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But Happy wanted to lead.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
So I let him lead, but
you
I
didn't
felt
like getting baited every round.
He has another perspective of how playing Counter-Strike.
Well, he won a major doing it, so I gotta give him a different time.
Yeah, I think he has maybe it's better his way. I don't know, but he has a way that I think people need to do something, then he come and do something. React. I am more inverse. Like I think as a leader need to show the example on the server. I think BlameF is like Happy.
Like yes.
To be honest, and that's why it's not working.
Yes,
it's not working in Astralis, but it's only my opinion. And it didn't work well. I wanted to lead, but when I play with AP, I respect him, so I try my best as second color extra. But we had a really different
styles
and approach, etc. And it didn't work well. And I tried my best, but it didn't work well. And then when we failed like this, I lost my card, I think.
Yeah.
And then I had to come back where I have...
And now you're top A at a major.
The
first CS2 major.
It's really strange. Life is really strange, to be honest.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the thing, because you come from the generation of Counter-Strike players who weren't doing it for a lot of money in the beginning.
Yes.
To then find yourself in a position where you weren't getting a lot of money for it anyway was kind of what you were used to. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think the kids growing up now, there's like an expectation. Like in Denmark, I'm not saying that they expect to all make lots of money, but it's in schools to become a professional Counter-Strike player.
Yeah, it's really...
It's in high school.
Which is completely different to how
changed,
we grew up.
Yeah, it changed our role. Like sports, in those days, I remember, I was playing and doing tournament in America, extra. I was just, I don't have a big salary. I think I was a 400 euros like salary in the millennium.
Yep.
So you're not living with that. And I remember at school, I was saying I want to do that. Maybe it will be better with time. And all the teacher, all the people, all the people, even my father, mother, and no one was behind me. You have to stop. You can't play video games, etc., etc. So today it's become more professionally. Everything changed, etc. I'm so happy for that because it's good. We're doing something very good, I think. Yeah. I prefer my son to play Counter-Strike to go outside and do some other things, bro. I think it's playing computer is not so bad. And if you can win your life with it, if you can do it, I think it's really, really great. Really great work.
Absolutely.
How's things now, though? Everything better now? Like financial? I imagine with the sticker money and everything. Like, we don't know what that's
going on. I don't know the sticker actually. How much I can have. I don't know.
It's only just gone on sale. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
so
on sale.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not, I'm a little better. I'm okay, but I'm not like other players.
Yeah,
like
you can't. You're not buying Rolexes and BMWs. I remember when there was some North American players. We'll keep them nameless, Jason. But there was one of them had like a diamond encrusted Rolex.
I'm not jealous, Really, in my heart, I'm very happy for everyone. Even you guys, I don't care about money. I think money is freedom. That's all.
Yeah.
Why is important money is because I have two kids and I want to go to Disneyland, example.
Yeah, okay.
I want to have the freedom to bring them to Disneyland to get them fun. Or maybe I want to bring them here and I want them to stay in this hotel.
Yeah.
But how much it will cost? Like 5K maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, I can't spend 5K for them now. Huh. It's just freedom, bro. Like I think money is just freedom. We need to have it to have freedom in this world. But it's not the first priority for me in my life. And I think earth is better, family is better, friendship is better. Because life is very short. We're all gonna die one day, to be honest. And I think we need to take care of self. Because when you're old, it's not your money. It's my kid. All the love I give to people in my life who will back to me, care of me. And I think this is most important. But money is important, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
We need
important.
It to live. Yeah.
Those are the changing perspectives of having kids, Chad. Something to look forward to.
When your kid is changing.
One day.
Now I work only for my kid, you know. Like I'm not thinking of myself, like, to be honest. It's over for me now.
It's no Rolexes, it's Disneyland.
Yeah. Right. No, but that's like, I think that right there is a beautiful sentiment about it, right? And especially if you can get to that point doing something you love. There's nothing better than that, right? Yeah. Because Counter-Strike's the love. It's
the better work. Yeah. You do something you love.
Office desk every day doing something you don't enjoy, right? Yeah. To then go home. You're doing something you enjoy every day. So
that's why you're putting more hours. That's why I'm putting more hours, because I love what I do.
Yeah.
And if you don't love what you do, you will not do that. And it's the most important things in life.
You said you watched like 5 demos before your match the other day.
A VP, yeah.
Was they must have been very slow demos.
Yeah, must have been a
bro, like I will be honest. I will give the secret. The round I came behind on Deagle.
Yeah.
I just knew exactly all the round, like, because I watched 2 demos of them of Vertigo, and against low buy they always do 5-0 in A.
Okay. So
and
no,
the guys B,
yeah.
The guys B just smokes and flash and go back instantly on A. And when I'm anchor B now, when I goes B, I just see the smoke and the same flash, the angle of same flash. And I instantly understand favor. I just took my knife, like going in the smokes, just going behind. Like if someone wait me, I'm just dead completely. And in chat, they will say, what is doing this idiot, what is doing? And I just go without losing 1 second, because I knew if I lose 1 second, it will be maybe enough timing. And I said also to my teammate to win sometimes, to do some boost, to do some damage there. So the last one on A, because generally VP always watch the back, like always. Yeah. In the demo also, it's Norbert, the mid player, always watching the back from A. James bring Norbert in A, but always make him watch the beyond. And then one was, there is a kill. We kill someone on A.
Help, yeah. He has to help.
I empathize Norbert. I said he will not watch the back because he will try to help. And then I do the thing. Yeah, to respond to your question, I watch, generally, we have an analyst, but I also prefer to watch, etc., as a leader, to understand more what I see, etc. And I say to myself, like, today is the day, like, I need to do it. Generally, I watch 3-2, the map, I'm sure. But like I say, I will watch everything. I just wake up at 7, like, we have the match at 1, I think. Generally, I wake up at 9. But I wake up at 7. I goes in my prep room. I just watch everything. I took notes, etc. And I was really fresh on my mind against them. I was really fresh. I try to analyze why he's always stacking like this. What is the secret of the stack? Like,
Inferno. Like, why? Like,
and I goes in stack in Inferno. Yeah, like, yeah. But I told my teammate, to be honest, I say, guys, we're gonna go in stack.
It's gonna happen. Yeah,
it will happen. Yeah. We go in stack, but we fuck them.
Yeah.
That's
just ready to fight.
Just always be
prepared. And I try to show the example of going first and trying to kill. That's why.
Yeah. No, but that happened on the pistol round on Inferno. They had 4B.
Yeah, they're 4B, but we win the round.
Yeah, Wakaria killed 2.
Yesterday against G2, they all do against 4-1, 4B. But I don't know. This is how they play CS, but it's sometimes so gambling, so random. Yeah. Like,
did you find the secret? Because we always, whenever we see those sacks, it's like, what could they?
I think he's always smoking. Like when there is a lot of smoke in a row somewhere, there is not a lot of people.
They're trying to send you elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I said to my teams, when there is a smoke, we just go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I will go inside. I will not wait the smokes, etc.
Yeah.
And that's why I did on B a lot of times.
When
smoke against Fame, he was always alone inside, in the left corner.
Poor Fame. He did good one round, like he got a multi-kill or whatever from Pool, I think. Yeah. I think so he did. What do you think of the Jame crash yesterday?
I think it's really, like I tweet something, I'm not sure if it's possible to do not the reruns, but the example in my mind, I'm thinking, James going from runes. Okay, he misses shot. He's going back. And then the moment he crash, he just need to put his hand on the on the things. And maybe if we have a referee, like a VAR, like in football, maybe we can put the same position, same seconds. Like,
yeah, it's really complicated.
It's really complicated. I know. But like,
but 3-2-1 go.
Yeah, then we just freeze and 3-2-1 I don't know. Maybe it's me too. I don't know the solution, but it's game changing. Like, I think, bro,
they win that.
We all know. We all know CS like is just going to triple. Yeah. There was there is no Molotov. They have advantage position. He just hide. He has a up. There is just hide and the run is win. They have not a lot of money. G2, they will save.
It's 2-0.
What's so sad is, well, like, I mean, it might have worked out this way, but like we saw Monacy say, Hooks even said, like, if we don't get a kill, we're just saving.
Yeah, obviously.
So if he crashes and just doesn't slide into the open, if he just stays behind triple crash, they win the round.
They win the round.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
he was hiding triple, but then he goes on the right.
It slid out on the right. Yeah.
But these guys, I don't know James, but he didn't. Like,
he didn't
talk one word about that.
No, dude, he was.
Is
so
it possible
good.
To not say one? Like,
I would be losing. My
yeah,
like he's, I'd be losing.
He's
my
really cool, cold blood. Like, he's didn't say anything about that. Like, say the crash.
But that's what makes it harder for me. Like, seeing the interview with him after where he did, and Fame was there to translate with Paul. But just the way, and he was like, "Yeah, no, we just needed to, you know, focus and reset."
Better,
and I'm like,
"But bro, you just like if you win the round, it's 2-0, like you,
and you're through." And that for me, like, I get it. Like, he's right. Like, his mentality is
his
correct.
His mentality correct,
but,
of course. Yeah.
But the fact that he's able to, like, even if he's saying that and he doesn't wholeheartedly believe it in that moment, still to present like that, I would be so fucking broken, man. I would be so broken.
Me too, but I think he understands that G2 maybe played better because in NBC they play way better than
his
them,
comment from that perspective was like, I think spot he on. Just but it is like, how do you even have the composure to reset to verbalize that?
I think he's just disappointed of his teams. I think a world be free. Think VP and the round was really shocking. Like, I think we are so professional now, you know, like you said, like it's become like money, everything is so now professional. So I think it's really important, these small details. Like, that's why I know that in League of Legends, they have this system. From my tweet, I understand they have a system that is going on the seconds.
Same with StarCraft.
Yeah, but in FPS, it's more difficult. Like you said, like, I don't know what can we do about this.
It's so funny, too, because, like, I don't know. I saw so many, like, G2 players were getting a lot of unreasonable hate, I thought. But, like, I always think about it in the context of, like, it always sort of in, like, a weird way makes me laugh because you guys will understand because we came from an era where, like, PC crashes happened all the
time. Every time,
like power surges, like those strips would just die and go out. And like, we didn't have any kind of reset.
No, there was no match to start
around. There was no reset round. Now we have reset round. It's so so good. Sometimes no life because I crash, etc. I'm so happy. Like in the days you play 4v5.
And I mean, they wouldn't even pause. Like, it would just keep going until your PC booted back up.
I remember there were some issues with rules, like in 1.6 days, though, because if you dropped out within like the first three rounds, because it was so important with the pistol round back
then, so
that we'd reset, start over, right? And then, like, some people would be kicking computers and shit, you know, and there'd be a crash to that. You know, we won't name any names, but I think we all know there's a few other.
Well, remember when, like, on like Nuke, they have those, like, flash bugs where you could, like, blind all of heaven?
And
they would be like, they'd be like, if you get caught doing that, you lose every round played up to that point.
It's
kind of
crazy.
And it was like, holy shit.
Some of the rules were wild. It's fucking insane. But that's really, like, obviously, that happening, that in the moment, you look at it and you go, fuck, that feels like an unforgivable thing, right? And I think PGL tweeted saying it was an NVIDIA driver thing. But I think we all know that CS2...
There is some crash, Even at my home online, that crashing, etc. Is it part of the game? But I don't know. Like,
it needs to not be part of the game. Like the crash.
The G2 Nexa crashed on a round.
Yeah, the day before.
The day before.
Yeah, but you guys had some crashes.
Thanks God, no.
But
not
during
yet.
The live. I think there was one freeze time between half. Right?
Yeah, there is a crash. Me, in the pistol round.
Yes.
Like, I had some things. It just go back, alt tabs. And then for 10 seconds, it come back and I have no problem.
Okay.
But 10 seconds. Like,
nothing crazy. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was Alta. Maybe my bad.
These things happen as well.
We got 3 days off. Maybe they can fix it.
That's the thing. Like, but there's some things that I want Valve to fix. Like,
the sad thing about the VP would even hurt me more than the Jame crash was watching Fame in that clutch on a nuke.
Yeah.
Because because he got the exact jump court that you referenced and just got stuck on
that
the ledge.
That one frustrates the fuck out of
me. And I'm just watching that and I'm like, he wins that.
Yeah, because he would have been slipped up.
That head player look in the other direction, gets that kill. He can just hide. He can just play for time. Yeah. Oh, back-to-back match.
They can fix that maybe.
Hopefully.
It's maybe that one's fixable. So this one is more fixable than the
crashes. Yeah. The crash. You still have, like, because I tweeted at Halzerg yesterday, J Raz, who's one of the like observers, he linked me a clip and it was Complexity and they're leaving spawn on Anubis. And as they're in CT spawn, Halzerg jumps on his teammate's head to make sure that the boost is working properly and not bugged. So that then when they go and do
this
it.
This is a solution to.
That's how they're checking.
I didn't understand that.
Oh my God. Fucking hell.
I didn't entirely understand that bug. Is it only certain players that boosts are bugged?
I don't know
in a game?
What causes it or how. I just know when you're on top, it's like a visual issue, right? Like you're not as high or you're bumpy. Yeah.
The issue we have is in Vertigo, when on T side we take B and I want to boost on the left of the edge. Yeah. And when I boost Zontaras, generally I boost him. When he goes to my head, he's just
jittery.
He's chilling. He can't shoot. And he said, okay, it's bugging. But we're doing in the right side. It's not working also. But in other proc, it's working well.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you need to jump one time and maybe jump again. And I don't know what is the
But they got to fix that as well. That they've got to fix. The one for Anubis Heaven, they got to fix. What do you think about the way that the Molotovs and the smokes work?
So, there is a bug also because you can't stay in the fire yet.
What do you think of that?
I think it's bug and... the first player did to me was Krasnal Monte on drop. It just the Monisty smoke, you know, goes inside on T, and then he molo himself
and walk in front
and
of
walk him. In front of his molo and killing me. I said, why is not burning? Like, and I understand that when I'm watching the demo that you can't do that. Like, you can't go to the edge of the smokes and with your own Molotov you don't burn. I said, what the fuck? Like, also, I think it's not good.
That one I tried to highlight on Twitter as well. Yeah. But the thing is, the way that there's a simple fix. If you have visibility out of a smoke and there's a molly there, you should burn.
You should burn.
Or you have no
visibility. You don't have visibility.
One of the two, right? Simple fix.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, you never know what it looks like on the back end, the ones and zeros.
Well, the Valve devs usually come to the playoffs, so you should go find them when you're here and go talk to them.
Yeah, I don't think they will listen to
all the players say that, but all they want to do is talk to the players.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you guys have the first-hand knowledge.
I think there is bigger voice than me.
Come on,
so
mate.
They will do it. It's all good.
You're being too humble. Good. You're in the playoffs now.
It's all good. You know? I'm okay with that.
What do you think?
I accept that. You know, I'm not... It's okay.
Shit. What do you think about being on the stage?
I think it's something really... Well, for me, it's really good. I like stage. I played... not a lot, but I played on stage. I played in Brazil against SK Gaming in EM Rio. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
I feel shaking everything. I like it. Like, I really enjoy these moments. I play in WCG China, I think, against Fnatic on scene. Yeah, I like it. I think it would be great. My second thought is about my teammates. Like, I don't know how we will react. I think, I hope that we're going to play the same way we're playing. Mm. But I will do my best to make them comfortable, etc. in the game, etc. So, let's see.
Are you planning out a speech yet in your head?
No, I think it just came naturally. Like, I'm not thinking about speaking, but I will tell them that we have to do the same. But I think the most important is on team speak in the game. Like, I need to be calm with them. Like, I think it will be a... stressful environment more.
This you won't know until you're there, but with Snappy, right, he would say like Sampaius is the type of player that he plays with who gets a buff on the stage. He's like referenced like, oh, he's Spanish, he likes being in the spotlight, you know. Do you think the same thing will happen for like a Wakadia or what like if you had to guess?
I have some teammate that will be buff and I have some teammate that can be bad on it.
Okay.
But I know my teammates, so... I hope we're going to buff. It's going to be a buff. But let's see.
You never know until you step out there.
I never know.
If you get 2019 Woxic back in the server, mate, it's fucking over.
I think Woxic going to be buff.
Yeah.
I think Woxic like it. If I have the prime Woxic, I think
we're
unbeatable.
You
like,
fuck everybody up.
Yeah, we're unbeatable. Like, to be honest. Like.
I've been impressed.
Because if I play like the way I play against VP, I think I will not have the same with you. But if I do my jobs individually and as a leader and individually, and we have prime Woxic and we have prime Xantaris and we have a good Wikidia and Calyx who's doing his job, I think, to be honest, like, we're really strong teams. Really strong teams.
Calix has been doing his job really well. Like, the little details. I like highlighting when anchors do well. Because, like, one kill or two kills and delaying is huge.
Yeah.
Like, a pit player on Inferno. Yeah. You get two kills and you stay really alive. Well, it's huge.
On this round. Sometimes he's not doing this, but in this VP game, he's really, really played well. Calix is a really strange character. He's like a Magisk in spirit, you know.
Okay.
I feel like there is a lot of things about both of them. He's doing his job. He has some things that he need to develop. Everyone as a player, but I think he's doing his job, like you said. And you need a shadow player like him, who is not a lot of, because when you have star player, you need also to have shadow player.
Yeah, not everyone can be the biggest deck in the room.
Of course, that's. He's doing his job, and I think it's important for the team.
Interesting you compared him to Magix or from Spirit.
Yeah, because they don't show a lot of emotion. Mm. They just do their job. Magix is more maybe speaking more in interview. I feel like he's more ego. I don't know how he's but
he's quite funny. He's
a funny guy.
He's
very Calix dry. Is the same.
Calix
is the same.
Okay. That's like, an interesting comparison.
You can check the video when we win the match. The face is like...
yeah, just walking around
like
stoic.
Like, he won a 1v3. I'm...
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? What the fuck?
He lets you guys have all the emotions,
He's hiding his emotion. I think he's... he's on.
Where did you find Ricardia? You've said a number of times...
Probably in a Vertigo face at party.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said a number of times, like, Turkey doesn't have, like, a great pool of players. We've heard that over the years, and then this kid comes out of nowhere.
We have Eternal Fire Academy teams, or they're playing in ESA Advanced, you know, the league below ESA Advanced. And he was playing with the Academy teams, and the boss and the coach and me, three people, after we failed... ESL Pro League, I think. I don't remember which one LAN we failed.
Yeah.
We said, like, we need new blood, you know. We need some young man coming with war tactic, who's playing the games, who wants more than us, maybe.
We need a grinder.
A grinder, like. And we think about him, I think three people, me, coach, and the boss of Eternal Fire. And this guy is surprising us because, obviously, the first... LAN is did with us. It was in Serbia. Mm. Power event, something.
Paravision?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know the ratio he did? 0.7 played.
Okay.
Like three maps, it was horrible.
Sounds like my stats.
Yeah. Like my stats. You know, it was horrible. Okay. And he failed this first LAN. He failed a big fail. And after that, he didn't give up. He learned. I saw in the games when he's doing mistake, I told him his name is Ali. Okay, I'm calling Ali, not Wikedia, because he's a real name. I said, Ali, bro, you're doing this, but you should do that. And generally, when I do that with Turkish player or other player, they did the same mistake again after that. And this guy was fixing his mistake really fast, run by run. And I said to myself, the coach, this guy has something. He has potential to be better because he's just fixing. He's doing mistakes. That's obviously normal. Everyone do mistakes. It's a mistake games. I always say Counter-Strike mistake games because tomorrow we're going to play Navi maybe in the quarterfinal. There will be mistakes. And who make less mistakes win the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yep. It's my philosophy. And I said to myself, to the coach, like, he's doing mistakes, but it's fixing so fast. Game after game, day by day. And I feel the potential of these guys. And in 6 months, he become... Become so good, like the rotation of city, he learn in T, like the you can see how he's a big player. You will become a big player, Chad, because in the last round on Inferno, try to remember, we go three long, we die on James, he kill three people, James kill three people on long in Inferno,
and he gets
the bomb goes down, and then there is only Wikedia and Calix. Okay, there Wikedia take the lead,
of course,
on this side, not Calix. You can think Calix take the lead because he has most experience, etc. But Wikedia is someone who takes the lead when even three people like leaving. Sometimes he talk. He said, "Okay, Calix, just hide. I will take the bomb with smoking." He take the bomb. Then he said to Calix, "Smoke pit on A fake to smoke pits like we going on A. He's just hide boiler. He just force the guy's CT to come long from short because he think that we go inside of side." So he just waiting there. He just say, just freeze, Calix. Do not make sound extra. So he kill the guy short. Then he understand that he need to be faster. So he said, yeah, let's go faster. Plant the bomb, take position, double pick short. Then he goes sights. And then there are 2v1 against the long player. And he said, okay, on my contact, just wait. Not now. Calyx, not now. And then 3-2-1 contact. I said, okay, this guy.
That's what you want.
Legit.
That's the
yeah, that's what you want.
Okay,
yeah,
it's legit. Yeah. Because I'm able to do that. But for Wikedia at this age, now, if he's able to do that, it's more important than everything. You know? It's the things that win.
Taking the authority in the round.
Yeah. And that's why this guy is illegit. And I think he will have a long career.
That's what when we were casting that moment, that's the thing I said. Like, I was like, why is he waiting boiler? Like, he got the bomb. They could just plan. Yeah, like, why is he not just planning?
It's so fucking intelligent to wait.
Yeah,
know?
It was great.
It's so fucking intelligent to wait because they are 2v3. If he goes fast and just plan the bomb, they will understand they are space. They will lose space. You have to make one kill before going in 2v2 clutch situation. And by chance, the guys come short. Maybe he will wait and it will not work. But
It works.
Yeah, but he bit the fake.
But then the last round, didn't you guys win it with the saved AK?
Yes.
And it was you and Zantara's or something.
This round, I call it good. Like I said, we're going to take one AK to Wikedia. We're going to go on A. Then when he kills someone on A, it left. There is 25 seconds left. And I say to myself, We was in A since like 1 minute in the middle.
It was early.
I said there is for sure 3 people. The guys rotate on B. He's alone on B, taking information on wall. So I said to them, just hide on middle. Don't make any noise. And I just take my knife. I rush with Glock.
Banana.
Go B on pool. And I make some sounds like to fame that we are a lot of here. And they full rotate. Like one people go CT and one people push short. And we, by chance, Calyx just one-shot the guy short, pushing to take information.
Oh, with the
deagle,
that's right, on the shadow. Yeah.
And then we go in the last seconds, and I heard the guys washing banana behind me, and I had only Glock. And I said to myself, how to kill these guys? And I'm just...
Oh, you're in a little pit, right?
Yeah, I'm just hiding there, and I said, he was not watching me, and then if I can kill him behind with Glock, that's not easy also.
You're like, please, God, just give me a PD.
And then I flash for Xantares. Xantares planned the bomb. I had 100 HP. He gave me the AK on me, and we double pick, and we won the round.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, I think we play in good Counter-Strike. When I see our demos, etc., I think we are legit. We play good Counter-Strike. We believe how we play, etc. And if we have this mentality, why not, you know, bro? Mm. Why not? Why not?
It's got to be
the San Julian things.
It's got to be such a cool feeling because, like, throughout most of, like, when you were in Space Soldiers, you guys could never get over, like, just being, like, an upset team in the group stage. Like, you guys were just stuck there. Like,
I know what was the biggest problem there.
Yeah.
Why we didn't, we stuck. I had no MVP player. Like,
that's right. Yeah. Because,
I do my best as a leader to face against all these monsters. Like, there is Zayu, Device, Kenny. There is a lot of AVP player there, and we played without AVP, and we goes to the top 11.
Yeah,
and you can't go through without an AVP player.
That was like the golden era of Oppers as well.
Yeah,
there's so many good Oppers.
It was so important. And trust me, I do a playbook like only against AVP, like only contact plays, strategy, good flashes, millimeters flashes, because I knew that I can't do default, bro.
Yeah, you can get picked off.
I can't do default again without an AVP in my team.
Choir, Chad's the in-game leader who had to do that shit too. You always talk about like...
We didn't have any good opens in Australia.
You had to just game plan a whole half just to upset a team.
Yeah,
but nowadays, like you said, there is a golden era with AVP player. Now it's in
not
CS2,
so,
it's not so,
not so
good
much.
AVP. Like, I think you may be able to play without an AVP, but it's not the best solution. I think AVP player is the most important role. Like leader, there is two roles very important. I think leader and AVP player. And if you have two good, good AVP player and good leader, I think you can be successful.
Mm. I think there's certain maps where it's like hard. Like you see with Woxic on Vertigo, it's hard. It's hard to find picks.
You need to find pick space. There is things he can do. I try to...
If you have good spawn.
Yeah, and my coach. I think the best way is, you know, when there is a... Playing in action in A, you know, beyond when they smoke left and right,
go
right on the smoke. You pick one. Shiro's doing really well.
Okay,
this.
The timing picks.
Yeah, Shiro doing really well. This, but yeah, Vertigo is not a lot of.
That's a hard.
It's weird the way like
that's why he's not playing so.
The nature of Oppers has like changed because like you don't see Oppers get like the volume frag like triple kill sequences as much anymore. Like utility is so good, riflers are so good at scaling.
I think maybe it's more difficult to AVP now because the movement is more fast. Maybe you miss a lot. And also because player shoot better now in this game, I feel, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so the refract potential is more big. So, but it's still important. Like, yeah. when you have an AVP player, just do the entry keys and you are 5v4. Yeah, you nice. Feel great.
Yeah.
That's huge.
But you have a lot of weapons, right? Like, I think about it. When look, like, you have Zhentarra's that in a key area of the map, Inferno Banana.
Yeah.
If he's past half wall, no one's fucking picking. No, like, they're not fighting. They're hiding, right? Because he's just going to come and fucking bop him.
Yeah, I have good weapons. Yeah.
And you got Wakadia on Vertigo.
Dude, I fucking love watching Zhentarra's and Wakadia on Vertigo. It's Vertigo like, T-side area.
He's on the mid-stairs. All right, I'm flashing.
It's my best map, bro. I'm just mid, holding mid. Do you want flash, guys? Tell me. I'm ready, bro. 1, 2. Okay, guys, freeze. 5v3. Mistakes will come.
It's so good to watch because the observers always try and highlight your flashes and then it changes to Wakadia and they're blind that he's just getting these
Chad,
kills.
You can't come in the game and just hold me there and just flash. It will work the same.
I got to bring it into my pugs, man. I got to bring it into my pugs. It's great. It's really cool to watch. But you guys get to play against Na'Vi, right?
Yeah, we play Na'Vi.
Now, the problem, I guess one of the issues there, because I think one of their weaker maps is Ancient, and you don't fucking play Ancient.
Yeah, the veto against Na'Vi is not in the favor. Yeah, it's not in the favor, but all good. I think we have some key. I think the maps, we develop our maps pool really well. In 6 months, we're playing all the maps, Ancient, no, but all the maps, we're believing in it. We have no fear to play any maps. Mm. But like you said, we have a map that we like, it's Vertigo. They ban it. And the worst map they have is Ancient, and we ban it. So
yeah.
Obviously, they have advantage of the veto. But when we play against them in Katowice, we just lose 2-1, I think.
That's right. Yeah.
That was close, but I think they really beat us in Anubis, I think. Yeah, they really beat us in Anubis. So let's see.
Yeah.
We are better now than we was in Katowice. But what will happen in Arena?
Yeah, that's a good
point. But that question's there for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for Wonderful on a stage,
yeah.
For example, right? Like to
I
see
think
how
that's
he goes.
Why I'm going to say to my teammate. Like you said, do we have a speak? Maybe I'm thinking like, guys, okay, we're going to play on stage, but there is a big name without any respect, of course, Na'Vi, but we're playing Na'Vi now, boys. We will play simple, no?
Mm.
We play EM, we play Wonderful. We play Alexi B,
yeah.
Beat, and the last one,
JL.
And JL. Guys, do we fear them?
Yeah.
Fear them? Like, is it something we need to fear? What's your name, guys, in the game? Xantares, Oxic.
Yeah.
So just do it. Just go to the server, take fun, and just fuck them.
Yeah.
I think that's what I will say.
Yeah, I think that works. I think that works.
That's actually, yeah, that's a good
yeah,
reach.
Because it's not the scary Na'Vi anymore.
Yeah.
And the Na'Vi that got through yesterday against Pain.
I think it's a good team. It's a really good team. I think Blade is a really great coach. I think with a great system, with great work ethic. And
but right now it feels like JL is their best player. Well, Wonderful is their best player, but then it's JL as far as the Riflers go.
As far as Riflers, JL being their best is weird.
Yeah, they're good. We need to play at 100%, and I hope we're going to be in good day and we're going to win. It's going to be a great match. I think all the matches are really good this year in the major.
Yes, a good bracket.
And we have chance to be there. Like, thanks for your support. I saw in National TV the power ranking. A lot of people was not...
they didn't like my ranking.
They didn't like the ranking.
But I've got a lot of Turkish fans
also
now.
Also you.
Oh, yeah.
So at least that's why I say it to Professor also. Like, I'm happy that I'm beyond from your words, guys, and we just did our best, and now we're on top 8 of the major. It's really something really big for Turkish community, for our fans in Turkey. We're gonna do maybe a watch party of 500k.
Dude, that watch party you guys had.
How many
for
people?
The group stage?
There is 1,000 in the first one, but now maybe really bigger.
5,000.
Okay.
So maybe it will be a.
You guys
Kings
had
for CS.
You had one in Istanbul and one in.
Ankara. We did two.
Okay.
And now we're gonna do two again, but biggest place.
Damn.
And I think we can fool it easily. Like we can fool it.
Where do you live?
I live in Troyes, in very close to Paris, in France.
Okay,
it's a very very cheap city.
Okay,
okay. So it's,
yeah,
you understand.
Yeah. No, but sorry, Jason.
No, I was just thinking because I know. I mean, the fact that I've always imagined in my head, for whatever reason, you've always been Turkish.
No,
I'm not going to lie. Because you've been on all the Turkish teams in CSGO.
Of course, but we don't have a chance to discuss a lot in things. But I lived in Paris all of my life, 25 years, in Paris, inside Paris. I'm a Parisian. And then I switched when I was in Space Soldiers. They called me in 2007-06 to go back in Turkey, in Istanbul, to live there. I live 7 years in Istanbul.
Okay.
I get married there. I met my wife there.
Oh, well, there's a good story about it. Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm saying to myself, sometimes I decline bigger offer for money.
Yeah.
But maybe if I had accepted things for money, I would not have my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying to myself, everything is working. Like, what I think is
you're
right,
exactly
everything is
be.
Waiting. Like, yeah. We have a fate in the hand. Like, everything is waiting and we're just leaving what is the right for us.
Yeah, okay.
And I think everything I did, all the things I accept in my life, etc. Today, I'm really happy about my situation. I have two wonderful kids. And I'm very happy in my marriage. I'm very happy inside of me. And everything will come if I don't. If not, it's all good. Yeah.
The thing I wanted to get to, because I remember we did Blast Istanbul.
Yes,
in 2018 or 2019. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was crazy. Fans packed that place out.
Yeah,
They were loud. They were rowdy.
Yeah, we are like Brazilian fans. Even in football, I don't know if you guys follow a little football, but we have a really big fanatic people in Turkey. We are really fanatic. And yeah, I think Turkish people, even now, like 10 million of someone on Instagram has 10 million of followers. They just post us. There is a lot
of... Oh, nice.
There is a lot of people, like I receive a lot of message from people there, because Counter-Strike in Turkey was only on internet coffee, you know?
Yeah.
There is a lot of internet coffee in Turkey. Everyone in Turkey play Counter-Strike. Every male, every boy... Like in our age, play Counter-Strike. I think it is the game.
Yeah.
So they don't understand how these games come so high and you can win money with it, and it became professionally. Some people say, oh, what, Counter-Strike? What is one of my games when I'm playing young? Well, how this guy's playing Counter-Strike at this age? Like,
yeah.
We try to change the brain ethic of people,
how
they think, etc. So it's a long process, but I hope one day it will be accepted like a real work. Like,
yeah. Yeah, well, I think
in Denmark is like, you already
yeah,
did,
it's ingrained cool. in society.
But in Turkey,
now.
No, not yet.
But that came with the success of Astralis, right?
Yes.
So like the same
so
thing
we need
with
to
the
be successful.
Exactly, and
yeah,
that's
you
like
you just need to become the greatest team of all time. Good luck.
Good luck.
They're off the mark. You got events coming up. You guys are in Pro League.
Yeah,
we come in Pro League soon in Malta.
Yeah, that's only
we have the Idols group again, Fez, VP again.
It's 29 days away.
Don't tell me that, chat. Tell me
Pro
that.
League's in 29 days.
You can't rest, guys. Even your work is really difficult, like, I think. Yeah.
Huh?
It's,
no.
Your work.
Come on, mate.
Nah.
Man, it's...
We talk about the video game that you guys play.
I think you also always in tripping, always...
somewhere. That's why I don't have a family.
Of course, you like to... you like to do it, but it's also difficult.
I think the work itself is not... what we would call probably hard.
No, the lifestyle
has
with
its
it.
Difficulties
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It's like it because before I was a plumber, right?
So
like,
you just accept the fact that it's really way better. This you like you obviously it's a really good work. We all do, I think, in esport good work. I'm player, you commentator, you commentator. So I think
we're doing the
dreams. We're living the dreams.
Yeah.
Jason's got a better balance than me. He's got a nice house and a wife and a kid.
I have the same. Yeah, I have a
where
little
you living?
Daughter. I live in Michigan.
Michigan, in the United States?
Yep.
Is it complicated? How old is your kids?
15 months.
15 months?
Yeah,
congratulations.
She was born Katowice last year. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, she's cool.
Brand new.
Yeah. The first year.
How is it?
The night. It's a mindfuck.
You can't, you're sleeping? How is it?
No,
sleeping?
I got lucky. My kid sleeps through the night.
Ah,
the gate.
Very
like,
well.
Yeah, so I've been lucky on that one. But, you know, when I'm on these trips, I always feel bad calling home to the wife and she's like, oh, I'm sick. The baby's sick. Baby woke me up at 3 a.m. and I'm like, yeah.
My wife called also this morning. Oh, man.
I know.
No problem with
when I get home, I pay for it. I have to make up a lot of work.
Bro, being man is gonna come. One day I hope yours.
Yeah,
for you too.
I still live in Europe, right? So the best thing that's happened in my life recently is I've started playing Face It with my ex-team. Because I didn't know, but so JKS, obviously he's not in a team right now, so he's looking for something to do. So we've been playing. And then Azza, he's been living in Europe the whole time in Denmark. He lives just down the road from here.
Bro, just create a team and let's go, bro.
And then, exactly. We were like, man, we need someone else to play with. And then we were looking, and Justin was like, I think Yam still lives in
Europe. Yam, oh, I play with Yam.
Yeah. And then we're like, got Yam. So just before I left to come here, it was me, Yam, Justin, and Aaron. Like,
Ferg, bring back Ferg.
Yeah, hey,
let's go.
An old boys team, bring it back. But it's like, that's the most fun thing in my life right now is playing Phaser with those guys. So I don't, no kids,
this
no
is the
pets.
Thing. Chad's like, I don't have a balance. And I'm like, you get to fucking hang out with the boys all day long and play Counter-Strike.
Yeah, but it's lonely, Jason.
How could it be lonely? Because you've known these guys for like 10 years.
Because the sad thing, right? This is the sad thing about this is when you're on your own all the time and stuff, and I remind myself every now and again, it's like, if I want to go see my mum, it's 24 hours on an aeroplane.
Oh my God.
That's the bit. That's
where she's living.
That's true.
They're in Australia. So it's like that's the only sad is because like now they're getting older. Like my dad's 60, my mom's 63. That's not like crazy old or anything, but it's like
I've missed them obviously because you're long away from your family.
I've been away for like 10 years. Like,
yeah, when you think back to Renegades living in Vegas. Yeah.
So that's the bit that's a bit sad at the moment.
Yeah, obviously.
Especially because I went home just before Christmas and I spent like 2 months in Australia. And Australia is amazing. Like I understand everybody likes their own country, but like,
I never been. I want.
Hopefully, I Am Sydney comes back one day because it's not this year, and
but
I don't think it's next year.
And going there, so
mate,
you're going there, and then you sleep on the day. And
yeah, but it's worth it once you get there.
Yeah, kangaroos, koala. No, the beaches are beautiful. Like, and
big spider. They say it's
You're all right. In the city, you're all right.
Okay,
yeah. Don't go into the middle of the country.
Stick with me. You'll be fine. It's all good. But yeah, I that's the biggest thing that I miss. But I had to remind myself this year that I can't have both. You know, I can have this lifestyle or I can have that lifestyle. And this lifestyle, I've been playing Counter-Strike since I was 14. I'm now 34.
Yeah.
It's 20 years.
It's all been your life.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep doing Counter-Strike.
Yeah, you need to keep doing. And that's the sacrifice, bro.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That's the problem with, I think, some of the teams. Like, that's okay. Sorry, present company.
Take it away. Hit it.
The North Americans upset me a little bit because they think they can have both.
But he's also doing sacrifice, like his kids.
I know.
And he's coming there. You don't see his new child 5 months. Me, there isn't. I also do sacrifice, but 2 hours of flight. Like, it's more easy to me to
problem.
I mean, more about the teams. If you want to be a top team, like for the Australian team at the moment, Greyhound, or they're not Greyhound anymore.
Yes.
But if they want to be if they want to compete and be legit,
they need to come in Europe and live
for a long time.
They need to move to Europe.
You know,
they need to do sacrifice.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to do sacrifice to be successful in your game. I do sacrifice also. Like, I have 2 kids. I have a daughter 5 years old, 6 years old now. And I have a newborn also 1 year. I have a boy. And my wife is alone. Like, the sacrifice I did, my wife do also a lot of sacrifice. Like, she come from Turkey to France alone, without family.
Yeah.
She lost her dad. She's growing up my 2 kids when I'm here since, if we will be more successful. I will have more tournament. I will go more often. So I'm sacrificing also a lot. Her also. But this is the price we need to pay to be successful in our work.
Mm.
I think you guys and me also as a player. And
But that's what, so when I read that interview on HLTV where you were talking about money and it's not something that you should be ashamed of and it's things that men should talk about. Yeah. Like, this is makes you, in my opinion, more endearing to the fans. Because you're an adult, first of all, and you talk like an adult, and you're expressing things that people all experience in life.
Yes.
And then to see the story of your team and you succeeding, and especially you after so long, like it gets people in the emotions. And then that relates to people why we love the thing that we love. Because Counter-Strike, this is a thing Machine will say, Counter-Strike is human. Like it's you know, everything about it. It's like the decisions, the sacrifice, everything we're talking about. And then you're the great example of that in this tournament, right? Of the sacrifice, of the hours spent, of the dedication, of the emotion, of what it means. Like, that's the thing with Eternal Fire. That's the story of, at least in my opinion, of Copenhagen, of the major.
Thank you. Thank you for what? Like, you're really speaking well of this. Just try my best. If I am an example for all the young people, like, even maybe someone at 29 want to come back, he can. Like, I think if you really believe in your dreams, like if you really believe in your dreams and you do everything for that and you do sacrifice, you can do it. I think like trusting yourself is the alpha of part. Like everything is possible in life. You just need to believe it. you know. And all my life, I believed that I will be able to do something. Even in my worst moments, like when I had a lot of big problems, I never give up. I talk sometimes. I will go coach extra. But when I had the chance again to do it, I give 100%. And today I'm here. And if I can be an example for other people, because it's maybe not e-sport. Maybe someone wants to be journalist or he wants to be singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. You can be. Don't believe someone who says you can't. Like, I think in life, everyone, human, is able to do everything he wants if he wants it. If he do what he needed to do. Like, if he really want to do it. And I think, yeah, like you said, if we have a dreams, I don't know where we'll stop in this major. God decide. Like, yeah. I always give the KO to a God. I just do my best. And like I told you, everything is right. And for me, it's my philosophy. I think everything in my life, it's worth. Like it will happen. So I just living my dreams, my life, and just try positive, do positive. Don't try to hurt people easily. Try to do good around me. And when you do that, I always believe that good will come to you. And sometimes I say myself, why am now God give me back? Because maybe 10 years ago, I helped someone or I did someone for people. And I think spreading goodness give you back goodness. Like if I can.
It's a better way to live life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a better way to live life.
You nailed it. You buy into that and
yeah.
Well, it's coming back now.
Yeah, it's coming back now. And I try to do my best for that.
Now, we don't want to keep you for too long because you said you got to go do seven hours.
Yeah, now
you've got to watch seven demos. Yeah. Deathmatch for a couple more hours today.
But you get a...
I need to watch now. You know.
Do you ever feel like you have two kids at home and then you come here and you have five kids that you've got to...
Well, at least four. Maybe four. Not the coach.
Yeah, yeah.
The coach sounds like he's got his shit.
You have four more kids you got to take care of when you're here?
Obviously. Yeah. But I have a player now that really... I have big responsibility, Xanteres. I have a big responsibility, Woksik. I have a big responsibility. So, no, in the day, in the back of Space Soldiers.
The kids are growing up a little bit more.
In Space Soldier, like our divider, I was going to McDonald's to bring them food here in the hotel. Bro, I was doing a lot of things. And now, now I can rest. But in the game, I need to show example for them. Like, you need to show example every time.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Do we want to close it down? Let him go?
Yeah.
We've been going for over an hour.
Yeah, we appreciate this.
Yeah. Do you want we keep going or should we pause and end it? We do another episode tomorrow with a member of talent.
Tomorrow with a member of talent.
All right.
When we'll dive into all the big stuff.
All right. You got any other messages for anybody? Any other life advice?
Thank you for guys. No, it's okay. I think I speak too much. Thank you very much for inviting me in this podcast. I hope you enjoy and I try to give my best answer. My English, so...
Your English is great.
Is fantastic, man.
So I'm sorry for that. But let's hope that our dreams come true and keep doing.
Good luck.
Let's see. Thank you for
watching. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.